Petersburg School District is starting to develop its spending plan for next year and is facing another year with fewer students. Finance Director Karen Quitzlin says they're expecting 424 kids in three schools next year. That would be a drop of six from the current year.
Compared to 2007, we had 561. So the trend is that we are steady slope declining. And we also can look at by school level and see that that trend is also following. We have a little bit of fluctuation in actually all the schools, but the trend is still declining.
Student enrollment peaked back in 1997 when the district had 769 students. With a few exceptions, it's been dropping every year since. Student numbers impact funding from the state, and the bottom line for state money could be down about $300,000 next year if those numbers hold up. Superintendent Rob Thomason says budget cutting may eventually have to happen in the future, but for the short term, the district has been helped by conservative spending.
I like to say we're letting a little air out of the balloon, but we're not switching balloons or popping the balloon. We, over the last 5 years, have had great success with leveraging retirements and people who've moved just through attrition. We're going to continue to try to do that.
If the enrollment projection holds up and does dip below 425 students, the district will no longer qualify for money for three schools under the state's complicated school funding formula. Nevertheless, Thomason says the district will continue to operate its elementary, middle, and high schools next year.
There'll be fewer people to deliver some of the services, but we have fewer kids to whom to deliver services. The day may come for our community where we have to look at what programs can we actually offer. But right now, and I would say for at least the next 3 years, we are in pretty good shape in terms of allowing attrition to make the adjustment for our loss in funding.
Thomason and Quitzlin discussed the budget picture for next year with the school board this week and will be submitting their annual request to the borough government for local funding this winter. Thomason says he's not anticipating an increase or a decrease in that local request, which has been at $1.8 million. Over the long term, though, Thomason expects the trend of declining enrollment to continue, and he's still optimistic for a turnaround.
In spite of declining enrollment, in spite of declining funding, we still have a very strong picture, a very strong school district in Petersburg. It's a really exciting place to be. I just keep believing that Petersburg is so great that there's got to be a renaissance here. There's going to be people coming in. Jobs are going to be created. I don't know where the bottom is, but we've got to be getting close. And I just want to reassure people, it's still going to be a great school district, even if we talk about reducing funding. We are not where many school districts in the state of Alaska are.
In February, the district will be holding budget work sessions with administrators and an advisory committee, and the board will be starting to review the draft spending plan in May. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.